Estrada was born on December the 4th, 2003 in Hermosillo, a city located in the center of the northwestern Mexican state of Sonora. She was born to Carlos and Gabriel Estrada. Both parents waited with great affection for the birth of their youngest daughter. Hannah also had an elder brother named Luis Carlos, to whom she has always had great affection for. Since she was little, she liked the things of God, going to mass, retreats, songs. She even dreamt of becoming a nun one day, and she wanted to be able to give talks like her parents, as they were both members of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Some of little Hannah's hobbies were playing with her dolls, watching Disney TV series, playing board games, reading her Bible, but most importantly singing and writing songs. She had a passion for music due to the fact that she had always listened to praises at home and in the car, mainly gospel music. But she always wrote letters to everyone wishing good things, giving blessings, and that is how she soon began to write for her Jesus, always referring to him as my Lord. It was in 2011 that she began to feel some pain in her knee. They were intermittent, but little Hannah did not pay too much attention to it. As she grew older, her love for God also grew as there was communion between them. When she played with her dolls, she arranged them in such a way that they were facing her, and she would read them her little Bible as if she was evangelizing to them. The pains appeared again, and it was determined that she had a pathological fracture in her femur, and because of this, she underwent surgery and subsequently a biopsy. In October of 2011, the news of the biopsy arrived. It was stage 3 cancer. It was devastating news for the family. However, her parents knew that they needed to remain closer to Jesus, to the sacraments, and to community life, to trust in God, and to trust in the medical staff. Her family were in near despair, but still had trust and faith in a miracle. While all this was happening, Hannah was at peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. This is where she began to compose songs for God. The first one she composed from the first appointment with the doctor was called Come With Me. Months passed, where there were chemotherapies, transfusions, and many visits to the hospital. She had the visit of several priests, one of them being Father Gennaro, a parish priest of the Santa Elena de la Cruz Church. Father Gennaro wrote of the day he met Hannah, referring to the day as a very special circumstance in his life. He also recounts of how the young girl once called him over the phone to share with a priest a new song she had composed. This left the priest in total awe at how a girl this young in age can have such knowledge of God. But the answer was clear. Hannah was sent to this world by God to give love. One of these priests who visited Hannah, Father Panchito, had the light of God to propose that she make her first communion. The Archbishop authorized that she make her first communion at home, given the care she had to have. That special day arrived, and it was Father Eric who officiated the first communion mass. It was a day full of God. Hannah was happy to receive our Lord. She described it as a great day. Sometime later, Hannah had to undergo a major surgery, which would lead to her leg being amputated. It was a sad and difficult process, but one that was necessary to try and save her life. But despite all of this, Hannah did not stop composing music or receiving communion. She was a girl who enjoyed life. She loved everyone, her brother Luis Carlos, parents, grandparents, uncles, and friends. Now, 4 days before that surgery, she composed a song called Come Holy Spirit Come, a deep song of need for God, but an intimate need for adoration. 4 days later, she composed Live for God. After that moment, her composition spoke of something deeper, of communion, of intimacy, gratitude, and being one with God. On January the 30th, 2013, Hannah left with the Lord after spending 4 days in intensive care. It was a sad day, but with a mixture of victory because God had freed her from that disease, and she can now embrace God fully. At her funeral, there were many people who attended: priests, musicians, companions, brothers from prayer groups, Catholics, evangelicals, Mormons, even Methodists. They all saw something in her. She showed the face of Jesus. Several people had an intense encounter of faith. All the conditions were of faith that she could physically heal. Many seen of faith and joy in the test began to believe. People who were far from God sought the God that Hannah loved and adored, Jesus. Hannah Estrada Lopez, ruega por nosotros.